Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. An NPR photographer and interpreter have been killed while on assignment in southern Afghanistan. NPR's Ader Peralta reports that David Gilkey and Sabihullah Tamala were traveling with an Afghan army unit when it came under attack.
David Gilkey was considered one of the best photographers in the world. He was awarded a George Polk in 2010, an Emmy in 2007, and dozens of distinctions from the White House News Photographers Association. David devoted his career to covering war and conflict. His images were often haunting. He found beauty in rubble and humanity in war.
It's hard, but you can't get caught up in it and become part of it. You still need to maintain your state of mind that you are helping tell this story.
NPR's Vice President for News, Michael Oreskes, said David died pursuing that commitment. Gilkey was 50. Tamala, who also worked as a photographer, was 38. Ader Peralta, NPR News.
The investigation continues into the cause of Friday's oil train derailment in the Columbia River Gorge in Oregon. Crews worked through the weekend to offload that oil from burned tanker cars in the small town of Mosier. As Emily Schwing reports, the local wastewater system was damaged in the accident.
The EPA and state investigators say Mosier's wastewater treatment plant and the city's sewer lines are non-operational as a result of damage from the train derailment. On Friday, firefighters used city water to combat a blaze that resulted from the derailment, so residents were forced to rely on an older, untested well for drinking water. They're advised to boil it, but there are no reports of contaminated drinking water from spilled oil related to the incident. Officials say the boil water notice is precautionary. For NPR News, I'm Emily Schwing in Hood River, Oregon.
Donald Trump seems to be adding to the list of people he thinks would treat him unfairly in a legal situation. Trump says a Latino judge presiding over a lawsuit against Trump University can't ensure a fair trial because of his Mexican heritage. And NPR's Sarah McCammon says that's drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle.
No surprise, Democrats have been quick to condemn these remarks, but comments like this pose a real challenge for Republicans who've endorsed him. Senate leader Mitch McConnell declined to say whether the statement about Judge Curiel was racist, but said he couldn't disagree more.
NPR Sarah McCammon. Trump also says it's, quote, absolutely possible that a Muslim judge would also be unfair. And polls are closed in Puerto Rico, which held a Democratic primary today with 60 pledged delegates at stake. Results are expected to be released this evening. U.S. futures contracts are trading slightly higher at this hour. The Dow futures contract up just a fraction of a percent. This is NPR News. In Kabul, Afghanistan, 7 people are dead after Taliban gunmen stormed a court building. Among the dead is a newly appointed prosecutor. Police say he was killed as he addressed a crowd as he was introduced to the new job. The Interior Ministry says 21 others were wounded. Novak Djokovic has won the French Open. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the Serb becomes only the third man in tennis history to win 4 consecutive major championships.
With his win against Brit Andy Murray, Djokovic finally earned an elusive French Open title to complete his career Grand Slam. He beat Murray in 4 sets, 3-6, 6-1, 6-2, 6-4. Djokovic was buoyed by a supportive crowd that repeatedly chanted his name. When he won, Djokovic took his racket and drew a heart in the red clay, then dropped down on his back. Since losing last year in Paris, Djokovic has won 28 Grand Slam matches in a row. The last man to hold all 4 major titles simultaneously was Rod Laver in 1969. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
In Paris also, the Riverside Grand Palais exhibition reopened today after days of heavy rain had the Seine River overflowing its banks, which forced the closure of museums and government offices. But some train stations and other sites remained closed today after the city saw the worst flood in 3 decades. And Tropical Storm Colin has formed in Florida's Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to hit the coast tomorrow with heavy rains and thunderstorms. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.